Our gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your goodness and mercy that have attended us throughout this day. We thank you for your hand of protection that has been over us. We thank you that you have been with us, among us, Lord, and within us throughout this day, Lord. Jesus, we thank you that we know you. Oh, praise the Lord. We thank you that we know you are here tonight in the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. In coming together like this, we acknowledge your presence, for we are gathering together unto you. So, Lord, this meeting is your meeting, and we want to present ourselves to you from the outset. Lord, I give myself to you, and I thank you that you are here, Lord, to glorify your name and accomplish your holy purposes in each of our lives. In this little time of worship, we come together to acknowledge you, to praise your name, and to open our hearts to you, Lord. We want to see you with the eyes of our hearts, Lord. Open our eyes, O God, and our ears. We want to hear what you have to say to us. And Lord, we thank you that we know your heart is open to us. So we pray that our hearts shall be wide open to receive you. We want to know you better, Lord. We want to love you more. And right now we acknowledge you and look to you and thank you and love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to pray for the rest of the camp. We pray for our children in the cottage and in the village, Lord, that tonight you will give them a wonderful evening in your presence as well. Whatever they're doing, Lord, we just pray that you will speak to their hearts. You will touch each one of their lives, Lord. We know you brought them here so that they might have a vital encounter with you. And we pray that this evening you will meet with each one of them, bless them, bless those who work with them. Put your love in their hearts and your faith in their hearts and your words in their mouths and your Spirit's anointing upon them. Oh, Lord, we pray, and have your way throughout the whole camp. We pray that your Spirit shall move. We thank you, Lord. Let your name be glorified. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So it's a joy to be here tonight, to see you all, and I'm happy to see everyone, and especially, though, to see my friend, Brother Bill Rodriguez, my fellow ministers that are here, Brother Tom Kynett. It's been a while since I saw him. I know you've seen him all day long, right? But I haven't seen him for a while. And his wife, Sister Eleanor, are here, and I trust that they all and all of us, though, no one that I mentioned is required to participate tonight in a verbal way, but I want them to feel free to do so, and I want you all to feel free in the Lord's presence tonight. Do what He would have you to do, and He will bless each one of us. 349, Brother Paul was playing. This is a great prayer for all of us. May God give an abundant answer. 349. Let's stand as we sing. Hallelujah. This is my earnest plea. Number 28 in the white camp song books. In the camp song books, 28. This is an unusual love song. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. 28. To the third verse, and the men are going to sing the third verse. We'll all join on the chorus, okay? For thou to me art all in all, my honor and my wealth, my heart's desire, my body's strength, my soul's eternal health. Burn, O love within my heart.
Strange prayer to sing when you look at that verse we sang in More Love to Thee. Let sorrow do its work. Send grief and pain. How many of you have prayed today for grief and pain? I don't think it's something we really think of praying for. But here it's in the song. Let sorrow do its work. Send grief and pain. Sweet are thy messengers, sweet their refrain, when they can sing with me, more love, O Christ, to thee, more love to thee, more love to thee. It's a beautiful thing to know that in the middle of trials and tests, God is still God. God is still there. And even though pain and grief may come our way, we can't totally avoid it in life. It's just part of life. You're going to be tried one way or other, sooner or later. And we have to know where we stand with God. And I believe the Lord allows that to come into our lives to see what's inside of us. And I know in my own experience with the Lord, we certainly haven't been exempt of grief and pain. And there have been many, many different things in the mission field, in the work of the Lord, that have caused heartache and caused you to just reflect and to examine yourself. And that's how it's been. But in the middle of it all, I have found that Jesus never changes. Jesus is still on the throne. And I thank Him for the victory that He gives within my own heart. And I don't have to explain a lot to anybody. I don't have to discuss it all. But I can live it, and I can have it, and I can enjoy it. And know in the middle of the test that God is just right there. Recently, I had a trip to go into Mexico and Coatzacoalcos, Veracruz. It's a very long trip. It's about 24 hours long, and then we had to preach up in the mountains. And while I was there, we preached in open air services for this anniversary that an Indian brother, Nahua Indian pastor, was having his anniversary in his church, and asked us to come down and preach. And it was marvelous to see many souls come to the Lord in the evening meetings, open air meetings. And it was just so wonderful. And then from there we went further up into the mountains. There was a pickup truck that took us way up into the mountains. But there was no pickup truck to get out of the mountains. It was going to be either a long walk or a horse ride. So I opted for the horse ride. And got on that horse and came down. It was about an hour and a half on horseback. And I noticed one of the other Indian brothers, they was having trouble with his feet. I got off the horse. I said, "You get on." And after we came out of the mountains, from there I had to be transported to another place and get on a boat to get back into town and catch a bus that night across Mexico, now going 40 hours in a different direction on bus. And on the way, when we got to Mexico City, I was going to buy my next tickets, and I realized my wallet had been stolen. And I had my passport in it. I had my debit card, my driver's license, my money. Now how I was going to get around? And the Lord allows grief to come our way. But it's to show His power. And it's often to prove what we're made of too. And I just thanked the Lord. I just laughed and praised God. And I said, "The devil thinks he's going to get me all upset and nervous about this. God must have something he's going to do." And sure enough, the Lord showed His power over and over again in that trip. And I saw His hand working. He provided. We were able to get out of Mexico and get an emergency passport. Even though I had to go through a place where there have been thousands and thousands of murders, decapitations, people buried half in the sand, and many kidnappings, had to go through that place to get my passport, and God was in it the whole way. And I thank God. But I've noticed that God allows things to come to us. And he allows us to see ourselves. He allows us to be tested. And I know one thing in my heart. I want to come forth as gold. I want to come forth as gold. I want to see Jesus face to face one day. I don't want to get a bitter, sour attitude because of trials and testings. I've seen people get angry at God over things that happen in their lives. they get rebellious, they get hardened. And what a sad thing. But here, it's so true. It says, more love to thee. If those things that come to our lives can cause us to say, more love to thee, wow, then let it come. Let it come. And it says here too, it said, Jesus, O Jesus, Lord, with me abide. I rest in thee, whate'er betide. So easy to sing these songs. But can we do it? Can we do it? Is this really real to us? Whatever comes our way, I rest in thee. That's a challenge. Sometimes we're easily flustered and get all nervous and so forth. That's natural in some ways, but God wants us to rest in Him and to rely on Him in the middle of everything. I could truly say, after all that I've seen to this point in my life, God is faithful. He's never let me down. He's been so true. It's been worth serving Jesus. And I told my boys recently, Tim, my youngest, gets scared when I go down into Mexico. And I didn't realize it was bothering him so much. But he came up to me one day and said, Dad, what am I going to do if something happens to you? I said, I hope you'll still serve Jesus. I hope you'll love Him with all your heart. And I said, no, he said, but Dad, but what am I going to do without you? I said, oh, you can make it as long as you have the Lord. And don't worry about me, and I'll be okay, because I know where my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I know I'm ready, and don't worry about me, but just you get right with Jesus and serve the Lord. And it's been such a joy. Yes, in the midst of pain and sorrow, but it's not all pain and sorrow either. Some people like to focus just on the negative. I say it's been such a blessing, such a thrill. It's been exciting to serve the Lord. It's been glorious. It's been Jesus. And I just thank Him for that love He puts in our hearts, for His ways and how He makes Himself so real.
I trust in God, I know He cares for me. On mountain bleak or on the stormy sea, the billows roll, it keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Sing 437 in the hymn books. We'll turn it around and sing of His great love for us. That's the reason we love Him, right? Because He first loved us. 437.
Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From Him no power of evil can sever. He gave His life to ransom my soul. Now
hand as we sing 2 and 3.
Once I was lost in sin's degradation, Jesus came down to bring me salvation, lifted me up from sorrow and shame. Now I belong to Him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Joy floods my soul for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you that we are yours, Lord. Thank you that you are ours. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that we are in this union with you, Lord. This love relationship with you, Lord. Hallelujah. United to you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh glory, glory, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Love brought my Savior here to die on Calvary. For such a sinful wretch as I, how can it be? Love lifted an gulf betwixt me and heaven, taught me to pray. I am redeemed, set free. So glad.
loves me.
Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. In this assurance I find sweetest rest. Glory to Jesus, I know I am blessed. Satan dismayed from my soul doth now flee, when I just tell him that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.